This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Big thank you to our guy Chase Hughes, who joined us in the last segment. If you missed any of my convo with Chase, you were in luck. Download the Always Free Odyssey app. Use the Odyssey Rewind feature. Go back to the top of the 1 o'clock hour. Always good catching up with Chase Hughes. NBA draft coming up in about 2 weeks. Who will the Wizards take at number 6 and 18 overall? We'll take your calls on that at 1-800-636-1067. Also, your confidence level in this Wizards front office to get them out of this rebuild sooner rather than later. 1-800-636-1067. Saquon Barkley announced earlier today as the cover athlete for Madden 2026. First and foremost, I got some things to get off my chest here. First and foremost, Madden sucks. It's a terrible video game. It's awful. I'm addicted to it, though, because it's my only way to get to pretend to be a real NFL talent evaluator and GM. But the game over the past several years has sucked. And I've actually been in a Madden league here at the station, and it's kind of hurt my reputation. So the lead producer for Grant Danny, Darius Dameron, has commissioned a Madden league for almost a decade now. I obviously just got into it two seasons ago. I think over the span of like 6 seasons in that Madden league, I don't think I won more than 20 games total. My schedule is all over the place. I'm always forced to have to, you know, miss games and play at all these oddball-ass times. You know how I get now. I'm the leader of the late night, right? You always catch me on overtime. But there's some nights where I got overtime finishing up at 10, and then I'm in for Kevin Sheehan maybe the next morning at 10 a.m. Or I'm in here at 10 a.m. I do a bunch of play-by-play. I got stuff that I got going on. So it was difficult to coordinate my schedule with the Madden League, so I took a lot of force losses. And then I also just got my ass kicked at times. And it just wasn't very fun because I'm not very good at the game. Compared to the people that play it all day long is how I would say it. You get me some random average joker, I'd spank them in Madden. Now, my diatribe about the game itself is over. Bottom line is it's stupid. Saquon Barkley, though, being on the Madden cover, could end up being feast or famine for the Eagles. I got some numbers here on the amount of games played by the last 4 running backs that were on the Madden cover. And we got a wide range of dudes here. Christian McCaffrey was last year's cover athlete. Played in just 4 games. Yuck. Year before that, or excuse me, not year before that, Sean Alexander, back in the day, was on the cover of Madden. He played just 10 games in that season. Peyton Hillis, we all know. What a fall from glory for Peyton Hillis, by the way. He played just 10 games after being on the Madden cover. So the idea of the Madden curse still existing, I think, is an interesting convo. Tom Brady was on the cover of Madden with Pat Mahomes, and I think Brady won the bowl that year. So I don't know if it's accurate to say that the Madden curse exists, but you got to have some sort of doubt or reservation if you're an Eagle fan out there. You're not nervous? Look, how many of you wanted Jaden Daniels to be the cover athlete? Because I think if we're looking at like a short list of dudes who could have been on the cover, it's Saquon Barkley, it's Jaden Daniels, Justin Jefferson potentially. I don't know. But I'm actually happy Jaden Daniels isn't on the cover because I don't want what could potentially come with that. I just don't. But I do have this like feeling of being like left out. It feels like every team in the NFL has had a Madden cover athlete but Washington. Is that a real thing? Is that like a tangible thing we could find out? That like the Jets, have the Jets ever had a cover athlete? I don't think so. The Giants had Odell Beckham. The Cowboys, I don't know if Aikman was on the cover of Madden at a point in time back in the day. I don't know. But it does feel like we've always been like consistently robbed of getting the Madden cover. And I'm actually okay with it because I believe in the Madden curse, whether we've got, you know, info on it or not. I don't know. Jupe types at me in the chat, says, I want to smoke a Madden. Jupe, you got me on X. DM me your gamer tag because, you know, Madden, as much as the game sucks, people have gotten now the ability to play Xbox and PS5 like crossplay, so I'm down into that. The Madden curse is a real thing, though. Who is the best in our Madden league? You know what's actually interesting? Anthony Haney's pretty damn good at Madden. Yeah. Producer of the Hoffman Show. Weekdays 4 to 7 on Team 980. Anthony's pretty good at Madden. Toby's actually not bad at Madden. Not better than me, but not bad. Darius is okay. That's something we should do here at the station. We should get a 106.7 The Fan Madden League. Landfill, I feel like you were a Madden guy once back in the day. No, never a Madden guy? That's tough. It's very tough. Shame on you. 1-800-636-1067. Because I care about you, I'm going to call you Brian, not White Brian. Madden guy?
Love Madden. I haven't played the last couple, but
why? Can you tell why you haven't played?
Oh, it sucks now.
It sucks.
It's terrible. But yeah, Madden 13, I was playing Madden like every day.
Wow. And you know what's crazy? It's people like you, White Brian. Now I'm calling you White Brian. Mutt. Mutt is the worst thing. Madden Ultimate Team is the worst thing that's ever happened to the video game. They care so much about that stupid 9-year-old that comes home from elementary school, pops his pizza rolls in his stupid air fryer, and plays Mutt all day. They made the game for those kids. And they've completely taken away all of the detail and the specificity, the realness of like franchise mode. Franchise mode is why the game exists, right? No one plays Madden just to play standard pickup games, exhibition mode. No. Scotty G writes it in the chat, 100%. Just like the rest of this country, everything's about money. Green, green, green. Mutt is nothing. Mutt was nothing but a money grab, 100%. Nothing but a money grab because now you got all your cards and your downloadable content. What do the new age video gamers call it? DLC, downloadable content. Fly a kite. I hate it. I absolutely hate Madden nowadays. You know what else I hate now that we're on the video game tangent? I was a big 2K guy back in the day. Hate it. You know what I'm waiting on? And maybe Landini and White Brian, you all can relate to this. the best video game that was ever invented, I think, was GTA 5. And GTA 6 is coming out at some point. Maybe before I turn 30, it'll be out. I think next fall is when it's expected to drop. That's like the GOAT of video games in terms of like DLC and downloadable content. They've been updating the same game for 15 years.
I kind of think Halo 2 was the best game.
Wow. It's a spicy take. I'm a PlayStation guy, so I didn't get the opportunity to play Halo.
GoldenEye was also really great back in the day.
007. Yeah. I can pick that up. 1-800-636-1067. Before we get out of here, I want to let you hear some of the best of Inside the NBA from over the years, because they've been absolutely awesome, and I think the gold standard for pre- and post-game coverage of a sport. But before we do that, a couple of calls on the Wizards. Matt is in D.C., wants to chime in. What do you want the old Zardos to do coming up next month in the draft with the 6th pick and 18th pick overall?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Good afternoon, Linnell. I think it's pretty obvious that they should go big here. There's a couple, three good prospects, but the kid from Georgetown, Thomas Sorber, the only reason he's not already in that conversation is because he got hurt, missed the last half of the season. The kid is big. He's quick. He knows how to play. He dials in the stroke, and he's like halfway to superstardom. In terms of that versus taking, even a guy like Trey Johnson who can, get hot from outside and all that kind of stuff. I mean, he is pretty much plug and play right now. And then coming back at 18, I mean, my goodness, you could do pretty much anything you want. Yeah, there's a guy that, like, who was that kid from Florida who pretty much, like, owned the NCAA tournament?
Walter Clayton Jr. I mean, he was a bucket. Yeah.
He's not supposed to go to, like, the mid-20s or something, but, I mean, he seems like a pretty much, like, a guy you can trust to, like, play some really good ball and score a lot. But Sorber, to me, such an incredible opportunity. Not that I would hate Derek Queen, but Queen is a little bit...
Queen at 6 is too rich for me. Anybody in the chat that wants to chime in on that as well? I mean, Queen at 6 is too rich for me.
You know who he reminds me of a bit, Linnell?
Who's that?
Gonna probably make you think I'm stupid, but watching some highlights, he's got some Chris Webber in him. I mean, that kid. How many people can break your ankles outside and steamroll you coming down the lane? He can really ball.
That's not a bad comp, Matt. I got another comp for you here. It's more of a more modern day wizard. The unorthodoxness and his ability to finish around the rim. It's what do the kids say? It's giving Anton Jameson.
Yeah, I think he's more athletic. Like, he's got more. I mean, Anton was awesome, but he's got a little bit more sort of like he's fit. You know, he's got a little bit more sort of game, a little bit more of that Weber like let's go have some fun aspect. But I think for the Wiz, when you got a ping pong like Sar.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Sorber is the kind of kid who can like anchor you inside. Yeah. And I mean, I tell you, I would be shocked and appalled because there's no way he's coming back to 18. Like the gentleman was saying, oh, maybe Sorber falls. There's no way, like the Spurs at 14 to pair someone like him with Wembanyama.
Yeah.
There's no way they pass that up. There's just too many people looking for centers. And I like Queen and I like Malawach. He sort of reminds me of Dikembe Mutombo.
I love Malawach, man. And I got Tate Wilson in the chat says the same that he wants Malawach. I appreciate you as always, man. We got to get to some other calls here. But yeah, Malawach to me. Here's the thing about Kamal Malawach. And I said this the moment the Wizards got hosed in the lottery. You have the opportunity here, if you're Will Dawkins and company, to do something that's rare in pro sports, have an executive actually come out and do what he says he's going to do. The Wizards have long said it since they first got here. I know it's only been a couple years on the job. They want to establish a defensive identity, a defensive mentality, and they want to be a defensive-led team. Why not pair Kamal Malawach with Alex Sarr and have the potential of having one of the best young front courts defensively in all the NBA? The other thing is this. When you got 2 7-footers down there, and I know Malawach's rebounding numbers aren't the best, but you put 2 7-footers down there, odds are you probably won't be 26th in rebounding the way you have been, 26th or worse, rather, in rebounding the way you have been over the past 4 or 5 seasons. So I love the fit of Kamal Malawach. At 6, I would love it. At 18, the guy that's growing on me is my guy Chase Hughes. I always love tapping in with Chase. He's as plugged in as anybody with this stuff. Thomas Sorber, obviously, as a lot of people are alluding to. Neat Clifford would be interesting, man. Neat Clifford is a ready-made guy that comes in here and gives you 3-and-D potential right off the rip. But the other thing that we sleep on with this Wizards roster, it's going to be a tough roster to make. They're going to be a good guy that gets cut, 100%. C is in D.C. Wants to chime in. What's going on?
Hey, man. I made a bet back in back Sunday of Memorial Day weekend with, I think, Wad or Zaz on there, and it was a $50 bet. And I told him that we would never get one first pick and get Cooper Flagg. This is not a coincidence. We are a farm team for the NBA.
Whoa.
We get players that no one wants anymore, or they can't get the contract. So this is the thing. If you're going to be a farm team, be intentional. And I would trade the pick. Trade the pick. See if we can get something for these pick for the pick, because it's a 6th pick, and there's nobody that's going to change this organization at the 6th pick. But that's kind of where I was going. I mean, we basically gave Hatchimura away for nothing. Yeah. Gafford is gone too. Kispert will probably be gone if he goes on some type of streak this year and kind of like starts hitting threes. You know, the Lakers are going to need a shooter. So, you know, if you're going to be, change the name to the Washington Tanks.
You're a name guy too.
Yeah.
You and Danny Ruiz should have dinner together tonight.
Yeah.
Just complain about the sports team's names and not care about the result of the product.
Just be an intentional farm team. Just like trade the pick. What's that 6th pick anyway?
Wow.
What is that going to do for the organization?
You're saying we're like an expansion team. What? Wow.
Load up. Yeah, just load up.
See, we appreciate you as always, man. That's tough. See, I take pride in my Wizards fandom. And one thing I always say, I do national radio as well for the Infinity Sports Network. One thing I always say when I tell the national listening audience that I am a Wizards fan, it's like finding out you like meet your dream girl in the club, banging body, nice teeth, pretty, but her breath smells like hot garbage. That's how I feel as a radio host, being a Wizard fan. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll close out the show with something a little light. Last night, over the weekend, rather, was the finale of the NBA on Inside the NBA, rather, on TNT. Some of their best moments from the show coming your way next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.